The following show is intended for a mature audience.
Nope, not for the kids.
So if you're underage...
Go to bed.
Easily offended...
Get over yourself.
Oh, you got a gigantic stick up your...
Oh, oh,
you might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Jethel Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. You're gonna waste 2 hours on Jethel Show tonight.
Hey, there's one!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us
well,
do.
Well, I'm just glad I got my ale. Get started! Back off! I got it in a tongue, I'm not afraid to use it!
Well, it's time to get it started on the most sensational
by the ghost of Jim Henson. I know it!
Hello, everyone. This is the Jethel Silverwing Show for February 22nd, 2011. I'm your host, Jethel Silverwing. With me, as always, my love, my girl, the Burning and Malloy, the Taylor of Fine Armors, the Baker of Cookies, and the reason we have a mature audience warning at the top of the show, Elkin Jenna!
Hail and greetings.
If you'd like to join in on the chat, on the mayhem, don't bother tuning in to guck.ogr. It isn't working for us right now, those of us on the Antonia Bale server, for some reason are having trouble with cross-server chat, and we cannot view guck.ogr, but if you go to Online Gaming Radio and click, what do you click here?
Chat with us.
Chat with us in the upper right-hand corner. We are monitoring the IRC channel. Not going to do much good for you people who are in-game, but it's all we got right now.
Can they send us Dell?
Yes, you can absolutely send us a Dell.
And how do you do that?
We are Jethel and Elkin Jenna on the Antonia Bale server. So it's Antonia_Bale.Jethel or Antonia_Bale.Elkin Jenna. So you can send us Tells that way. But unfortunately, we cannot chat in the Guck OGR channel.
No, we'll be bouncing back and forth from IRC, so if we don't see your question or something right away, hang on, we'll bounce back and forth between the two screens.
Right, we're not used to using the out of game IRC, but we will be monitoring it. Yeah, Saya from Saya's Hammer just commented in the IRC. She's glad that she mentioned it because she thought it was just her. No, I'm afraid not. Afraid we're all having difficulties. Actually, that's been, over a week now.
Really?
It's been over a week since I've been able to talk in the Guck channel. So, I'm not sure what's going on. I'm sure they know about it by now. I was kind of hoping that, with the update today, that it would have been fixed. But True Flight owes me something because I bet him yesterday that it wasn't going to be up.
Yeah, what did you bet?
I bet nothing, so I don't know. Maybe you can just, not shoot me in the ass later. Anyway, if you'd like to download any of our skits, interviews, Jethel's parodies, Elkin's videos, and much, much more, you can find them at kithacore.org. Alright, today, of course, the launch of Destiny of Velios.
Destiny of Velios.
It's cold, it's... bunch of snow and ice on the ground. We are here on the Antonia Bell server in the Great Divide. I'm in Great Divide number 3. What are you in?
Forgot if I know. I have to check the guild. It says I'm in Great Divide 2.
Okay, I'm in Great Divide 3. I'm seeing by the guild roster, a bunch of people. We got someone in the guild here that's in Great Divide 10. So Great Divide, popular zone today, and understandably so.
Well, the Great Divide is where everybody's coming in.
Yep. And I'm not going to rush through this, you know, like we were talking about before we went on the air. I want to savor this one. I mean, when Sentinel's Fate came out, I rushed and I got to 90 because I just wanted to get back to my roleplay. And then, well, I think we all know in the last few weeks, I have been bored out of my skull. So I'm going to try my best to make this last.
Take your time, do every friggin' quest, read it all, and just go with the flow.
Well, that's the problem. I did every single quest in Sentinel's Fate.
Oh, you just plowed through it just to get done.
Right, but I just plowed through it. I wasn't paying attention to the lore or anything. But yeah, we're going to take our time. Matter of fact, while we're doing the show, I'm trying to pay attention to the IRC chat and stuff like that, so I'm not going to do anything.
No, I'm just going to stand here, too.
Yeah, I'm not going to do anything but monitor the chat channel and stuff like that. Trista wants to know if we actually tried setting up a chat channel. I suppose I could try that. But, let's see. Hate to have people set up.
The lore is working. I know. I've seen it going.
Okay. Well, let me try this. Let me try this. I will try to make my own channel. Though I'm not sure if people actually want a new channel. I mean, I've got 10 channels going. Alright, so we'll say the channel will be Jethel's Show. Okay, I have created... TrueFlight is saying that he and Xanadai tried that on EQ Tuesday and it still didn't work.
Well, I know Befallen Lore is working and I'm pretty sure they wouldn't mind if we invaded a little bit. Since a lot of them do listen to the show. So it's befallen.lore.
Okay, let's try that then. Let me join that one. Befallen.lore. Let me see if I can talk in there. Hope you guys don't mind us invading there. Let's see. Can I talk in there? Test. Yes, I can talk in there. So, if you don't want to leave the game to chat with us, let's go ahead and do befallen.lore. That's befallen.lore.
And Clorny's given us permission. So yeah, if any of you guys on the OGR that usually talks to us at OGR channel in-game, join befallen.lore.
Befallen.lore. We'll be monitoring that one as well. Alright, so. We have Othmir. Are they cute or what?
Yeah, so don't forget, people, to go into the marketplace, and there's one little tab that says expansions, and claim your little doodad that you get. It's a, what the hell did I do with it?
Well, like I said, when you claim...
Oh, there it is. There's 50 charges to it. It's Nick Pick's gift.
Yes.
50 charges, and it allows you to shift-shape yourself into an off-mirror.
Right, and it's until canceled.
Nice.
So if you just want to, for now on, if you want to be an Othmir, as long as you don't take it off, as long as you don't cancel it, you will remain an Othmir.
Unless you die.
Does that do it?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I'd get killed and see if it's still there, but... It's worth a shot.
Saya says that she died, logged out and back in, and still an Othmir.
Okay, so there you go.
There you go. If you want to roleplay that you're an Othmir, put on the illusion and just don't cancel it. I wonder what happens if you get debuffed by a mob. I don't know if it affects illusions.
I think it goes for other spells first before an illusion.
Hmm.
I'm supposing that if you get debuffed enough, it might come off, but Yeah, that's pretty strong. If it stays there all the time, they may have it so it's it's only cancelable. Cancelable. Thank you. There was too many ubbles in there.
That's all right. But yeah, I'm going to take my time. I'm going to try to enjoy this expansion because I just buzzed through Sentinel's Fate way too fast and became very despondent and depressed and really, really bored toward the end there. So there we go. Notes. I have tons of notes pertaining to the new stuff on the UI, on the user interface. I've actually posted that at kithagore.org. Let me get here. Yeah, if you ever want to check that out, I made a whole list. Most of you know I am an author for the Kithagore UI, which is a leafy, kind of natural-looking UI. A lot of people like it. I'm in one of the... For a while there, I was thrown off the list here a little while ago, but... The Kithagore UI has been in the top 10 most downloaded UI at eq2interface.com up until recently. That's probably because I haven't had an update for it in a while. Haven't had a need to. But let's see here. Yeah, I made a whole report on everything that was done. One of the nice things about the UI, I mean, I didn't listen to eq2's demo, but they may have covered a lot of this. But I like the new calendar. Have you taken a look at it yet?
No, I haven't. Let me look at...
Yeah, just hit your EQ2 button and choose calendar. I like it.
Calendar. Oh, nice. DVO dodged. I guess on the 24th, DVO is not launching, but it starts again on the 25th. 25th, 26th. Let's see, Nariac. I guess nothing's happening on the 28th. There'll be no EQ. Because the DVO launch starts again on the 1st of February.
Nice.
Followed by the Nariac City Festival. And then Brew Day is coming up in February 10th. Which is your birthday.
Yes. Brew Day falls on Gentle's birthday this year. Or my OOC birthday, that is. Yep. So, there we go. I'm going to... Hun?
Yes?
I'm hitting 40. I'm going to be 40 years old this year.
Can we everybody say, ha ha?
Going to be old.
No, you're not.
Old. March 10th. Jethel turns old. Now, of course, if you're an officer in your guild, and of course this is settable in the guild permissions thing. If you're an officer or a guild leader, you can set this. In the calendar, if you have permissions to do it, you can right-click on any date and create a guild event, which is then viewable by everyone in your guild, which is very nice. So if the members of the Legion of Kithagore would like to take a look, I do have two events in there right now. One is the guild officer meeting, which if you're not an officer, you can just ignore that, but you can't set it just for the officers to view. But I have that on the 5th of March, which is on a Saturday, which is our norm. We normally have our meetings first Saturday of the month. Normally, we would have our guild meeting, the full guild meeting, on the second Saturday of the month, but that's my birthday. So it's going to be the next week. Sorry, I have company. Most of which are now officers of the Legion of Kithagore. So that wouldn't be good for having a meeting. But yeah, I like it. It's pretty nifty. To bring up the calendar for Chromie's question, just hit the EQ2 button or hit Escape if you have it set up that way. And third one down says Calendar. So yes, to answer Angel Lacoria's question, so yes, we will have the guild meeting on the third Saturday, which would be the 20th, just because that weekend's my birthday and I'm going to have company over. All right, let's see, what else do I have in my notes here?
Can we talk about something funny real fast?
What's that?
Something funny.
Like what?
Well, I was looking through all my claimed items. I know everybody's probably discovered this already, but I think it's highly amusing. The Destiny of Velius Digital Collector's Edition Chromatic Armor Crate. So when you look at the crate and you right-click on it to try it on in the dressing room, which puts everything on in the dressing room, you're naked.
Yeah, I heard about that. I do not have that, actually. That must have been one of the upgraded things. I just have the standard Destiny of Velios. I do not have that armor set.
No, I've already taken a picture. I mean, I'm not totally naked. I got little booties on, and I have my cloak, but I have...
You don't have the Grunderwear?
No.
Really?
I have underwear. I have bikini underwear, and I have little sort of a strapless bra thing on, just the cups.
Oh, that's really weird. Now, what is the name of this armor? Is it available through the marketplace? I want to take a look.
No, it's the collector's edition.
Ah, okay.
Chromatic armor crate.
Somebody link that to me.
Hang on.
I want to check that out.
Hang on.
Well, of course, with the default skin, you know, the truly naked skin, of course they're not going to have nipples.
Try that.
All right, let me
might not do it without... Yeah, it should do it if you right-click the crate at the top after you examine it.
No, I'm actually seeing it as it's supposed to be.
Really? So maybe it's just me?
No, it's not just you. I've heard other people say it earlier today.
So it's just women?
No. True Flight said that he was naked, too. But because I'm inspecting it... It may not view that way.
On the crate. After you bring it up. I mean...
Why?
You have the screen... Okay, the right click on the crate itself on the upper right, left, right hand corner.
Well, right clicking
put,
on it...
That
just,
put me in my skivvies.
Nope, doesn't work that way for me. But like I said, that's, you know, could be because I don't have the item. It could be because I don't have the item.
Now I have the skitty.
Oh, okay, True Flight is saying do it multiple times really, really fast. No, doesn't seem to be doing it. Nah, I just clicked it repeatedly, like, you know, a dozen times. And it doesn't seem to be working. But anyway, yeah, take a screenshot of that and I'll check that out.
Oh, I did.
Well, yeah, I always had imagined that the truly naked character would not be naked at all. You know, you still have
bikini armor on, a little sort of cups.
Right.
You know what they should have done is made the cups white, too, to match the underwear, and it would have been perfect. So I thought that was pretty friggin' amusing.
But no, True Flight's trying to walk me through getting it done, but no, it's simply not working for me. That's okay, no problem. Let me see, what else do I have in my notes here?
Torin says that they had black Speedos on.
Ah, okay. Well, it probably depends on the
race. The nudist males are missing everything, but have no gender traits.
Well, of course. I mean, the Karens, the Ratongas, they don't have, you know, they're covered in fur, so there'd be no reason to block those areas off.
I'm just wondering if you put the armor on in game, if it's the same thing, or it's just
not a clue.
A wardrobe malfunction.
I don't have a clue. Okay, so yeah, we got the calendar there. Quest journal. Your quest journal now gives you the option to automatically open to your collections when you loot a collectible item. Now that's completely optional. If you don't want the collections window bothering you every time you loot something, then uncheck it. Let's see.
Mine's unchecked at the moment, so I...
Right, well, that's default. If you want it to come up every time you loot a collectible. Actually, what I think they should have done... Well, no, I suppose not. But, you know, auto-collecting would have been nice. Know what I mean?
Yep. I'm going to have to set up that house of cake with this.
Yeah.
I wonder,
Well, I don't have the collector's thing, so I did not get the house. I think I am going to head over to South Kinos and check it out, though. Just so I can take a look at it. I mean, is there still time to upgrade if I wanted to spend the $20 tomorrow after I get paid?
I don't know if they still allow that or if it's the full-blown thing now.
Yeah.
Don't know.
I don't know either.
I just know that the pre-order,
I mean, God, I have...
To collectors was $20.
Yeah. I mean, I have the Skiff. I have the Mistmore Manor. I have a character who I've made a free blood, so I have that house too. What do I need another one for?
This one allows you to tie them all together. In other words, you take an item from this house and put it in the other one, and it allows you to travel between the houses.
Oh, I thought that teleportation system worked through all the houses. So it's just a new one?
You have to have the new one in order to connect them, I believe.
Oh, I see. Well, that stinks. Hell yeah. This house is a little different. Looking at the new house. It's almost set up.
Oh, I'm getting corrected by True Flight. All the prestige houses will do that when it goes live on the next...
part two?
Update.
Part two.
No, you don't need the new one, but it could be, if you had the new one, you could have that one and the Mistmore and all the other ones, you know.
But not the normal houses. It's just like the Skiff, the Mistmore, and the Freeblood.
Yeah, I could go back and claim my Freeport house and still have all my prestige houses.
Okay, yeah, they're saying just the prestige ones. Oh, wait a minute. That is really odd. When you zone into your house, you're on the other side of the room. You're not next to the door. I thought there was another door across from me. I clicked on it and ended up back in Kinos.
Is that the new Prestige house?
Yeah, I'm doing a tour.
Now, maybe there's just a placement issue.
Could be. Yeah, the new house is, well, kind of small, to be honest. The rooms are a good size, but there's only like three rooms.
Well, it was meant to be a scaled-down version of the Mistmore place.
Nah, it's not. But, you know, for a free house, I wouldn't complain. You know?
So now I could probably split up all my crap.
Yeah, there you go. And to address Cheddarella's concern that she just said that she can't get into the OGR channel, we are temporarily moving to the Befallen.lore channel.
That's a good channel to be in anyway. Everybody who's interested in lore is in there and discussing it. We talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool. I mean, it was... we used it heavily when the, was it Chromie? Was putting out, books. We had to do little quests to find these quest books.
Ah.
That was fun.
Alrighty. So, new house. It looks good. It's not as big as the, Mistmore or the, well, I suppose the Skiff was just as big, only as big as you wanted it, really. Now, I do have the new settings, the new graphic settings turned on, and it's getting a little weird. Let me bring that up. The new, they're under special effects in your display options. Field of depth is supposed to blur anything really far away, but it's also screwing up several of my windows. So, yeah, I'm not going to be able to use that one. It may be my video card. I'm not sure. So I turn that off and then put it there. And, let's see. I also have... on here is ambient occlusion, which is supposed to darken cracks and crevices where lighting would normally dissipate. So... you turn that on, and cracks and stuff are supposed to get darker, I suppose. Now, what that...
I haven't done any of them. They must be... I'm hoping that they're off by default.
Yes, they are. I don't seem to see any differences with that one, with the occlusion. I'm looking at stuff, and I'm really not seeing any difference on or off in items. Perhaps there is more items in Villiers. But the only thing it seems to be doing is I'm getting a shadow. I'm in South Kinos by the manors, by the big houses.
Yeah.
And it seems to be making a shadow around the houses that doesn't belong, really shouldn't be there. It is also doing that with the new sun shafts. Sun shafts, there are certain zones right now, one of them being the... What's the name of that forest off of Kinos?
Archer's Woods?
No. It's its own little zone. It's got a big waterfall.
Elders...
No.
Elders Grove?
No.
The waterfall?
No.
You mean the other one?
Yeah. Oak Mist, yes. If you go into Oak Mist, they have sunbeams coming through the trees, but that was by design of the zone. This new sun shaft option is supposed to add it to all trees, I guess. Rays of light will shine from the sun, it says. But that is also putting just really weird shadows on everything. Or around this house, anyway. So I'm not sure if it's supposed to do that. Or it may just be my video card. I don't know. But I'm not seeing sunbeams. I'm just seeing really weird shading. Shadows happening. But then again, I also do not have my shadows on. Maybe I need shadows on. I don't know. My lighting is up to very high. Shadows. No shadows. I will try putting shadows on. Okay, if I turn my shadows on, those really weird shadows go away. And they look normal. Now let me turn on that one for the crevices. Still not seeing anything different. Maybe I'm just not looking at something correctly or whatever, I don't know. Field of Depth is still messing up windows. A few of my windows. So I'm not sure. Like I said, could be my graphics card. I honestly don't know. Okay, Angela Coria is thinking the shaders must be on for this. So I have the shadows on. CPU. Let me try GPU. Because the shading is a little different on that. GPU is on. Shadows seems to be working correctly. Now let me turn that option back on. Field of Depth. Still messing up my windows. The occlusion thing, I'm still really not seeing anything different. Nor the sun shafts. I'm next to a tree. I'm not seeing any shafts. I don't know. I'll leave it on. Maybe I'll go buy something that triggers it. I really don't know. And of course, we both have our wolf mounts now. Wolf mounts. How are you liking your wolf mount?
I'm loving it.
Seems pretty cool. I mean, you know, Jethel, as a character, not real big on mounts. But hey, if he's going to do one, I suppose a wolf works better than a horse. Character-wise, anyway. So that's always good. Let's see here. Yeah, I'm roaming around. I'm not seeing these supposed rays of light. Is anyone seeing them? Are you seeing them at all?
No.
No? I mean, it's... You know, the sun is bright above us here, and maybe I should try a wooded area or something.
Oh my god.
What?
I'm on Den Mom's site.
Uh-huh.
And I'm checking all the crafting Velius goodies. Oh my god.
What?
They're great.
Okay, well, you didn't say whether that was a good oh my god or a bad oh my god. I'm not... No.
There's 1, 2, 3, 4 new cloak graphics.
Oh.
Total of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 different cloaks.
Nice.
Then there's Thurgen formal wear.
Thurgen formal wear, huh?
Yeah, it looks... It's interesting. I like it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 12 different styles. Well, it's the same style, but 12 different colors. I could actually see Jeltho wearing one of them.
Oh, yeah? I'll have to check that out.
Then there's engraved Royal Velarium.
Velium.
Velium armor, which is okay. It's not my style because it's got the skirt in the front, but it's pretty.
Nice.
And then there's engraved Royal. It's a battle robe, and that's pretty cool.
Battle robe.
Yeah, battle robe.
Okay, I will definitely have to check that
then
out.
There's inflamed Velium, appearance item only, swords, staff, bow, axe, buckler, hammer, dagger, and shield.
Hmm.
Nice. Did you know that Dem Mom was up to the wee hours of the morning putting this together last night?
Oh, I believe it.
Well, her server kept acting up. Of course, she's having problems.
She can't even log in right now, can she?
Well, no, she's in. She's got the base account. She was trying to get the collector's edition because she dearly wants the house. I told her I'd give her mine in a heartbeat if I could only give it to her. I wish something like that would be transferable.
Yeah.
What is it? Everfrost Summer Home. She dearly wants that. And I swear, I mean, if I could just give it to her, I would.
Everfrost Summer Home?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the...
That's the one you're looking at.
Oh, I see.
She's done so much for EverQuest and EverQuest 2 for promoting and the website she does and all the research she does. I mean, she's my go-to source for crafting, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Can't say enough good things about Dem Mom.
Nope. But, love her to pieces. And it was so great seeing her at Fanfare this year. Her, she has fibromyalgia.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't bothering her for the Fanfare, so she felt really good.
Yep, we took her down and had her for lunch. She was quite tasty. Just kidding.
You didn't really hang out at the pool, but she came around after you went back to the, hotel room, and she was just in such a good mood, and we sat and we talked for a while and stuff, and she just looked fantastic. Looked good in a bathing suit too, but that's besides the point.
Wait till you see all the house items. Oh my flipping god.
I will definitely check out EQ2 Traders, and everyone else should check out EQ2.EQTraders.com.
There's bookshelves, there's a fountain. There's two different braziers that are just gorgeous looking. A couple formal tables. Did I say bookcases?
Yes, you did.
A new bar. I like the bar. I may have to redo my bar with these bar counters. There's a fence that's really cool. There's a keg. New keg graphic. New chair that looks really cool. A couple new beds.
A nude chair?
A new chair.
Oh, I thought you sat in this chair
podium.
And you became nude or something.
There's a podium. There's a new chest design. I really like a strategic board which shows a map on it, which I've just got to have.
Oh, we got to check that out.
Ornate bookcase of the Shadowed, which is sort of an ornate shaped bookcase.
Mariana is saying that she believes that there are some cannons.
Yes, there is a cannon. But I'm not... Let me go to that one. these bookshelves are kind of like, they would come out the wall as a sort of like a half partition sort of thing. Then there's a full blown bookcase, some more chandeliers, some more wall tapestries, some more benches, and simple Antonica style or common land style guild tapestry. Picture of your guild emblem here.
Wow. Really?
Yes. Figured you'd like that.
Definitely going to be checking out demo
now,
site tonight.
I saw the cannon. It is a quested item, I believe. Where did I see the cannon? I know I saw the cannon. Ah, under Thurigan Questing Quests, there's a bush, a chalice, some cooking utensils, a saucepan that looks really cool for a kitchen if you've got one designed, cooking utensils in a little cup, which is really great, and then down below is a gnomish cannon. Reward for Forge Masters of Thurigan Faction 29 plus gold plus the Gnomish Cannon House item recipe stays in your recipe book.
There you go.
They've got square cages and round cages, I guess, if you want to put your pets in these cages. Who knows? I'm just skimming at all the goodies that she has stocked, chalked back on her pages here.
Yep, and we can definitely take a look into that in more depth. Right now, we're going to take a music break. We've decided to take more music breaks. That way we have less, what are we talking about? Those kind of moments. So we're going to go ahead and take a music break. We're going to be back about 10 minutes. And because we weren't on the air last week, there were actually two brand new songs I'm releasing here tonight. The first one I actually did last week. It actually helps if I get those loaded up here. Here we go. The one that I wrote last week was Rolled This Way, which is a parody of Lady Gaga's Born This Way, which I thought was nice. The story of your character telling everyone, hey, screw you, I was rolled this way. And then the one for this week, of course, a parody of Eve of Destruction, which was a Vietnam War protest song. Eve of Expansion, which I posted to the EQ2 forums a couple days ago. I know Domino loved it. So once again, folks, if you want to talk to us, since we're having trouble with the OGR channel, we are in befallen.lore. Befallen.lore, and we're going to be back in about 10 minutes.
Stay tuned for more of the Jethel Silverwing Show right after this break.
Sir! Sir!
What do you want?
Sounds of swords clashing on shields! Mass hysteria! It's mayhem out there!
That can mean one of two things.
What's that, sir?
Either there's a horde of rampaging orcs attacking the camp, or Jethel has released a new song!
Folks groaned when I joined their group. Brothers Gold is way. Hey.
So let's see, I'm now being told that Greater Fade Arc may be one of the better places to see the sunbeams. Although I didn't actually think the Greater Fade Arc had sun. I could be wrong about that. So I will travel to Greater Fade Arc and check that out. In the meantime, yes, I did check out EQ2.EQTraders.com. And checked out some of the stuff that can be crafted, and wow, everything does look fantastic.
Bravo, Domino, and your team.
Yes. Fun, freaking tastic. Everything looks good. And yeah, we're definitely going to have to see about getting some of those guild banners for the hall. They look neat. I was actually expecting, you know, to be perfectly honest, after they released the Kuldane stuff, and again, absolutely nothing but love for the EQ2 team, You guys do such a fantastic job. But the Cold Dane stuff from New Hollis, wow.
Yeah.
I didn't like it. That was just like, you know, it was stone blocks being held together with metal straps.
But that's what you would find there.
I suppose, but...
I think it fit the area well.
I guess. Just wasn't my thing. So, yeah, looking at Denmom's site and the previews there, I am very pleasantly pleased with... I'm very pleased with what they came out with for the expansion. Very nice. Where am I going? Oh, yeah, the lake. I must go to the lake in the Cathedral Guildhall. By the way, folks, another change they made to the game, because you will be flying in the air now, is water now has reflective properties, and if you go to a body of water and look down from above and zoom all the way out that you can, you will see a reflection of the sky or any trees that you're near. And yeah, that looks rather well, actually. It looks rather good. So, bravo. Bravo, I say. So, let's see. Greater Faedark. Greater Faedark. There you go. And yeah, it looks like we're getting some reports from the channel there that Shader 3.0 is still way too dark.
Huh.
I don't know.
Sometime before the show is over, and you'll allow me, I have tested winners to announce.
Okay. Go right ahead.
You sure? Because it's Dungeon Overlord.
Oh, just do it already.
No, I have to pull them up since I wasn't certain when you'd allow that.
Oh, the microphone is failing. We're going out. Oh, no.
Yeah, see how you are? But anyway, we ran a contest for Dungeon Overlord.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, I forgot the name of it now. Hang on, give me 2 seconds. I can only click so fast, damn it. Do-do-do. The minion says caption contest. Dun-dun-dun. So basically, the idea was take a picture of your minions in your dungeon and throw some text on there. Make it funny. So the winners are... First place winner went to Mefix. He got $10 worth of station cash via me. And Antonio Lee Jester, J-E-S-D-E-R, Thelios, T-H-A-R-O-S, 89, comes in at second, third, and fourth places. And basically we're going to send them some goodies, some swag. And or, if they live out of the U.S., I'm sending them in-game supplies for my own dungeons. So, thank you guys for participating.
Are you done now?
Yes, and I think hithicore.org should take the winning entries and post them on the site.
Yes, I think we should at hithicore.org. You do have author privileges there, you know.
Well, you'll get to show me. I don't.
See,
you know, I
see
knew how
it
work,
is.
I knew how to work my blog. Okay,
it's the same thing.
No, it isn't.
It is the exact same thing. They're both WordPress. It's the exact same thing.
It's a core site. My blog. Two different things. My format was different.
No, it's the same thing.
Well, it's confusing.
Alright, so let's see. What else do I have in my notes here? Oh, before we go any further, we do have a birthday to announce. You know, honestly, I'm not sure if he plays EQ2 anymore, but Spiderbite! Our buddy Spiderbite's birthday is on the 25th, which is this coming Friday. So congratulations to Spiderbite. Let me see here. I believe I have the birthday trolls queued up here. Yes, I do. Here go the birthday trolls.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
All right, so congratulations on another year of Spider-Bite. Also have a couple of deaths that I found interesting. Actor Kenneth Mars died last week of pancreatic cancer. Now, you'll remember this guy from Young Frankenstein. He was the... I think you want to call him the leader of the community or something like that. You know, he had the wooden arm with the ratchet.
Yes. Yes.
Shh, shh. To the lumberyard. You know that guy? He's dead. Died at the age of 75, pancreatic cancer. He was in Young Frankenstein. Also appeared in Malcolm in the Middle and The Producers, among other things. And this death I just found interesting, considering the movie we watched a couple weeks ago, or that I watched. I think you came in at the last half of it or something like that. Dorian Gray is dead. That's the name of the person, Dorian Gray. Apparently they got rid of the portrait. I'm not kidding, hon.
Oh, my God.
Dorian Gray, apparently an Italian actress.
Well, that's a switch.
But I'm going through Wikipedia deaths of 2011. It's like, Dorian Gray? How the hell did that happen? Someone burned the picture or something. And Italian actress. But just an interesting name, I thought. It caught my attention. And no more notable deaths over the last couple of weeks that I've been able to find, anyway. I could be wrong. I'm sure plenty of people died. That's all I can find. Now, let's see. Continuing my story on updates of note with the UI. Let's see. Of course, the map now contains Velios. That's no big surprise there. Now, let's see. I already did the... auto-open collections when you loot a collectible item. Let's see. Apparently, you can now tag targets for, I don't know. I don't raid. This is a raiding thing. So you can tag targets now. Let's see. Casting and experience bars were altered in a way that no one would ever see. Mail window had some stuff, but nothing anyone would ever notice. In the persona window, they have apparently removed your weight. You know how you would have the, this is how much you're carrying, and then this is your maximum? Apparently no one ever overloaded themselves, so they said screw it, and it's gone now. Or at least I don't see it. I'm not seeing it. Let me see here. It should have been in character and general stats, and it's not there anymore. I am not seeing it. Weight is gone. But what you do have now is a search button where you can now search for anything in your inventory. So I guess,
nice!
You're getting large. Well, you're getting larger and larger packs, so you've got a crap load of stuff on you at any given moment. Let me try searching for something I have. Sunset. Let me just search for sunset. Sunset. Find. Okay, then it tells you which inventory bag, and then which slot. So at least it'll tell you where it is.
I bet you the GM's got tired of people like me going, I can't find them!
Oh, God, I couldn't tell you how many times.
I lost it!
Oh,
I've
yeah.
I've lost my mind! I've lost everything!
But I'm sure I found this somewhere, and, you know, I've actually sent in a couple petitions over the last couple years going, I know I have this thing, but I can't find it. Did it get removed? And then they send me a message back through the petitioning system. No, it's in your bag. Look again. What? And I look again, and it's like, and it takes me a while to find anything because we have these ridiculous sized bags now. So the search, your inventory search thing, I give it a thumbs up. Works fine. All right, what else we got here? So, searching inventory, good thing. Let's see. Weight is gone. Da, 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 da. I already went over the special effects. There was a free blood update to the race change window. That was just a update to the one they already did. They changed the background of your AA window to reflect the Velios expansion. And by the way, you do have a new line of AAs called Hero. And from the looks of it, that's about all that I was able to notice from updating the Kithacore UI, which is available at eqinterface.com or at kithacore.org. I have a link to it on the front page. Ooh, there we go. So a lot of cosmetic changes or stuff that you're never going to notice, you know, coding changes. But, you know, the stuff I just went through is all the stuff you're really going to notice. And a lot of the stuff I mentioned that you're never going to notice will actually break your UI. So if you're using a custom UI and you notice today that you're crashing a lot, see if there's an update at EQ Interface or go back to default. Oh, in the knowledge book, there is a new speed up button that I'm able to view in my UI editor, but is not available to me. Let me take a look here. Research. No, it's not there. I don't see it in the window, but I know it's there because I altered the window. It's supposed to be right to the right of the timer, of the bar. Okay, Barack is telling us it's not in game yet, but it's coming. All right. That's why I can't see it yet. It's not active yet. Okay. Oh, all right. Torin is telling me the speed up is an EQ2X feature. Okay, it's in the EQ2X marketplace, so it's not available to us on the live server. All right, that's why I can't see it. All right. I was scanning through the patch notes, and I didn't see anything on it. Maybe I just missed it. All right. Do I have anything else in notes? Notes. Nope, I have nothing else in notes. So what are you doing?
I'm trying to get my Griffin. Right now I'm...
Oh, you're going through the first stage?
Yeah,
of the
I'm not. I'm trying to do this all without looking at anything. I have found the Ghostmere Village. And I'm looking for somebody I'm supposed to consult with. Consult a Ghostmere Griffin expert. So I'm looking for a Ghostmere...
Gothmere? Can't say I've heard of them.
They're goat people up here.
Ah, okay. Goat people.
I'm up here. Oh, there he is.
Goat people.
Says he's a Griffin expert. Well, let's talk to him.
Well, okay then.
I like doing quests where I don't have to go look stuff up.
It does make it more fun that way. And that's one of the more of what I'm going to be doing this time around instead of just blowing through everything. Going to be reading and trying to figure it out. I mean, don't get me wrong. Yeah, I'm going to end up over at Zam. looking at walkthroughs and stuff like that, but I'm going to try not to this time. I will try not to. Because I'm just bad like that.
And yes, I had to travel through Thurgood City. I went up from Icy Point, is that what it's called? To Thurgood in Harbor. I took the Griffin over. Hmm. And then when I got to Thurgood in City, I took a left through this room and then up, switch back to the top, and then just kind of looked up in the mountains and headed off to my left. I don't know why, but I headed off to the left up into the mountains. Hmm. And I was up at the very tippy top looking around trying to figure out, well, where should I go? And I see this griffin flying. So I look to see where he's flying. I look down below and there's some Gothmere goat guys. I figure, well, that's a good place to go start. And
True Flight is saying that it's pronounced Go-a-mare.
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 And I could see some greenery and some trees down there. And I went, well, not greenery, but trees. So I figured it had to be on this other side of this rock formation. They had to have something in there. So that's how I found it. Hmm. And now I should go, I should return to Griffin Expert once I have proved I'm a trustworthy guardian for young griffins. So, I will need to assist other Gothmere. How do you say it again?
Go-a-mare.
Go-a-mare. In the area to earn their recommendations. So, in order for me to get my griffin, it looks like I have to do some things here in the city. So, I'll go look around and see if anybody wants my help. Uh-oh. They won't let me in there. It's their rookery. Now, there has to be somebody up here I could do something for. I just have to wander around and find out who.
Lucky is saying it's by the entrance to the left.
The entrance to the village. Oh, there's a Billy guy here that I need to talk to.
Aha! No, now Xanadi's never gonna get her friggin' griffin because she won't go near the Billy.
He's a Billy goat.
Nice. So we got a little bit of a collection of Offmere here up on the Great Afraid Arc at the top of the ramp. So I'm going to go ahead and use my Offmere thing. It'd help if I didn't hide illusion form. There we go.
So it looks like I have to do some quests up here to get their recommendation. Oh, yeah. And then once I prove myself, then the guy will let me hatch the, let me raise the hatchling. He won't let me keep it. Can't keep another creature, you know. But if I prove myself worthy, I'll get to raise the griffin on my own.
Hmm. Now we have Tzing on the Antonia Bale server up here with us, and he's claiming now to be the king of the Offmere people. Because he has something that looks like a crown on his head. The Offmere illusion seems to be completely random. There is like three or four different models, and you cast it and you randomly become one of them. Some of them have armor, some of them do not. Ameri of Moon Shadows on the Antonia Bale server is standing in front of me. He has some armor on. Meligo from Miscreants just seems to have some sort of a belt or a I almost want to say almost like a corset on. Saya, proprietor of Saya's Hammer, just has a green rope tied around her waist. But yeah, Tzing seems to have a the King of the Offmere thing going on here. He's got a necklace, a belt with a bunch of sacks on it, and a hat that kind of looks like a crown.
King of the Othmere.
Oh, I see. If you have a female character... Okay, the female Othmere have corsets, male have belts, but it doesn't make a difference what your actual character sex is, because it's just going to be random. So just remember, if you want to start role-playing that you're an Othmere, just don't cancel the illusion and it'll stay on for as long as you have it. What do you think? Think I should start playing Chethel as an Othmere? Is Chethel the Othmere of Kithacor?
I say the new... The new path of the Legion of Kithacor shall be to gather as many oysters as possible and bang them with rocks!
Oh boy.
Yes. Banging oyster shells with rocks. Such a noble cause for the Othmere. That's what I say here. Alrighty. So what else do we have to talk about today? I mean, there's lots to talk about, but unfortunately, where you just came home from work, and I've been busy updating my UI all day, really haven't had the opportunity to do any exploring yet. So what more can we talk about? I'm not sure.
I don't know, but these guys are almost kicking my butt out here.
Yeah, well, we noticed that in beta. That they're kicking some ass out there in the Great Divide. So, for those of you who do not have the Destiny of Velios expansion, we can say that... And remember, Velios from EQ1, everything seems to have gone to hell. Our theories that Velios melted is true. The ice-clad ocean, or the icy fingers... bits of glacier that were there before the Eastern Waste in EQ1 are pretty much down to like two glaciers, and the Tower of Frozen Shadow, it looks like it's going to topple over.
I still rock. I took on three.
Woo!
Got me down on the orange. These guys are down arrows. 90 level down arrow, single.
And kicking your ass.
90 level double down arrow. And 90, yeah, they're kicking my butt. Looks like a tank, a healer, and something else in each little group out here that I'm having to attack. And it's like, ouch.
Torin is telling me that Rangers fire point blank now. No minimum.
Huh, I'll have to try that.
I don't know. My Deathbringer's bow still says a minimum range of 2 meters. I haven't tried any actual combat yet, though.
This means I've got to heal all the way back up, use every trick in my book to get these guys down. And attack the big one first.
Now,
people must come down first.
Now, Torin, what bow are you using? If Torin is using the Ranger's Mythical, it doesn't have a minimum. Maybe you just didn't notice it before. But if he's using a normal bow that says it has a minimum, and he's able to fire point blank, then that guy could actually be a bug. I don't know if they meant for that to happen. Okay, he's using the worm tendon bow, which kicks ass. And does says they have a 2 meter range. I'm going to have to go into some combat and see what happens here. Okay, I'm gonna find something to hit.
Well, this is going a little better. I'm only down in the yellow.
Boop. And, yep. And as you're fighting things, are you fighting something point-blank range, perhaps?
No, I'm not.
Oh. I must turn
off. I'm not. Yeah, they come up point-blank, and it's like, forget it. I can't. I ought to switch to melee.
Yeah. All right, let's see here. I'm going to try that myself. God, why is it I can never find any damn mobs when I want to? No, I don't know what he's talking about. I'm right next to this Crushbone Destroyer here. And it says that I'm too close. So, nope, I'm sorry, but minimum range still applies. I don't know what, Oh, Angela Coria says, move a little back. Well, that means that there's a minimum range. Well, there's absolutely nothing here in this zone that I'm going to be able to, hit. That's going to survive more than one hit. We may actually end up with a short show tonight.
No, point blank is not working. They're right on top of my ass. And I'm not... I'm going to have to move back.
And for the Rangers out there, Hawk Dive, the Hawk Attack, is now a controllable pet, but it only lasts for a few seconds. Is a pet that now lasts for 22 seconds. So you can now launch Hawk Dive whenever you want, but it only lasts for 22 seconds.
How long did it used to last?
Only 22 seconds, but before it wasn't a controllable pet. You had to have something targeted and had to send it after it. Now you can just launch it, then choose your target, but, you know, again, it's only 22 seconds.
Well, better than nothing.
Yeah, like Lucky on the Crushbone server is saying, that's kind of pointless. I mean, now you launch your Hawk Attack and it won't automatically go after your target. What is the point of that?
I don't know.
I'm sorry. Sony guys, you need to change that one back. Because now you're just adding an extra step. And that means we're losing time on our Attack Hawk. No point to be able to launch it ahead of time. Alright. Or, like Torrin says, just give us a more persistent pet. Make one of the current pets be able to attack. The hawk, the lion, or the bear. Make that an attackable pet. That would rock. But launching Hawk Attack and then having to take a few seconds to tell it to attack takes away from the time that we have that it's available to us.
Yeah. By the time you tell it where to go, it's done.
Yeah. Barak is saying, well, now you can pet pull. But it only lasts for 20 seconds.
So you better have your thing targeted anyway.
Oh, you can pet pull now. Yeah, well, I can bow pull, too. Oh, boy. I don't know. I just don't see the point of it. But that's me. Alright. Tell my little pet wolf to go away. I'm not really doing them. And What the hell's my thing for the otter?
I do not.
Solstice. Where the hell is it? Oh, there it is. Looks like a shield.
Oh, duh. It's very important that you read these quests.
Well, yeah, that does help.
Yeah. It's like, okay. I want to fly!
Oh, I see. All right. True Flight is saying that pet pulling does not aggravate social aggro. And therefore is a bit more superior to bull pulling, which will, you know, pull multiples if they're social creatures. Well, then I still say that they need to make it last longer then. All right. Well, you know, unless you got something else to say, I think we're going to have to cut it short.
Cut it short. We're having fun. You can put music on.
Yeah, we'll cut it short. I'll throw some music on. And I'll do some exploring, and I'll start my my griffin quest. It is a griffin, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I noticed that there are actually more than one griffin quest. There's one for adventurers. There's one for trade skill folk.
Yep. I'll probably explore that one, too.
Yeah. Not a bad idea. All right. Okay, so I'm going to line up some music. And, you know, at this point, there's really not much to talk about. I'm sure we're going to have tons to talk about next week.
Of course.
So let's see here. I'll get some stuff going. I know what I'm putting on. I downloaded a bunch of songs. Well, not a bunch of songs.
True Flight saying there's three different griffins that come from three different quests.
Yeah, one adventure, one trade, and there's another one.
Good, we got flocks of birds.
Yay! Maybe we can get them all together and start doing Flock of Seagull songs. And I ran so far away. The griffins fly away. Okay, anyway. All right, folks, that's the end of the talk portion of the show. I'm going to play some music for a while, and I'm going to start going through my quests here. New expansion, Destiny of Elios. I just really wish they would have advertised it more.
I know.
They had, like, no advertising whatsoever on this game, except for people who were already playing the game. I don't find that good advertising.
They blew their entire budget on
DC Universe. All right. Music!
Well, that's it. You've wasted another night listening to the Jethel Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Jethel Silverwing.
I'm Elkwin Jenna.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
I'm Cheese and Nibbleman!
This show is brought to you by Online Gaming Radio. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by The Grassy Knoll. The Jethel Show is produced by
a 4-pound jar of jelly beans,
two badgers,
a package of expired Twinkies,
a sack of walnuts,
Biff, the weird guy who hands out free candy behind the school in a long trench coat down the street, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch the show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and 2 a.m. in the U.K.
There's a 2 a.m.? Why doesn't anyone tell me these things?
So, for myself, the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love Elkwin Jenna, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.